This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Doug Suddeth. He is the co-chair of this year's Mitchell County Relay for Life, co-chair along with Dean Duncan. The Relay for Life in Mitchell County is coming up July 10th and July 11th at Riverside Park in Spruce Pine. We welcome you, sir, to our program. Tell us about the Mitchell County Relay for Life.
Mitchell County Relay for Life is a part of the fundraising for the American Cancer Society. It is truly a community activity involving really an untold number of volunteers, and I'm really pleased to have Dean Duncan as my co-chair. Dean is the manager at UCB, United Community Bank in Bakersville. Relay is a word that sometimes people come up to us and say, how long do you have to run, mm-hmm. or how far? We don't really run, but the relay notion is to pass the word, pass the help, pass the caring by walking the track the night of the relay event as much as anybody can, but there's no set terms on that. We just welcome people to do it, and some people are walking on that track all through the night because it begins at about 6 o'clock and ends at 6 o'clock the next morning on a Saturday, but we are doing a lot of fundraising with Relay for Life, but we are involving people so that we are showing our concern for survivors of cancer. Our keywords are celebrate, remember, and fight back. So with so many families and individuals, lives, co-workers, you name it, everywhere touched by cancer, we find a lot of people stepping up the plate to make this a success.
This is the one event in Mitchell County that I see more participation, and it is amazing that the money you raise. Now, let's talk about the money for a second. What is your goal for this year?
Our goal is $57,000. We raised a little over $55,000 last year, and we, like anybody, realize that the economy is down. But my comment to people has been, no one told cancer that. Mm-hmm. Cancer keeps on coming at us, and so we're coming back at it with the strength of our volunteers and our spirit and our faith and our energy and, yes, our money.
Tell us, where does that money go?
Well, as I said earlier, we are a part of the American Cancer Society, which is fighting cancer in many different ways through research and education, advocacy, and service. So for money to go to research, it's not going to stay here in Mitchell County. But for Mitchell County, there were 81 service requests that were fulfilled for people here in Mitchell County for 61 survivors, caregivers and residents. The average number of cancer cases for the year was 78. This means that people can call the number 1-800 capital letters ACS 2345 or go to cancer.org on the internet, and they'll talk to a real person who will listen to what their needs are. Help has been provided. We've actually provided one scholarship, college scholarship, lodging for people needing treatment. There's a program called Reach to Recovery and Look Good, Feel Better, and a number of people will help with that, as well as mileage reimbursement for transportation assistance, because people may be having to travel to Asheville. They may be having to travel to Winston-Salem, to Baptist Hospital, or to Duke, or wherever, maybe to Johnson City. So American Cancer Society responds through the money that we raise, and there is real help that happens right here in our county.
Tell us the date and time again for the relay.
Friday, July the 10th, is the event that starts at 6, and it'll be a whole variety of activities. We want children and their families to feel welcome, so it's a pretty lively time. And then we'll have our luminaria ceremony. And then a number of people will stay through the night walking the track, and it ends the following morning, Saturday morning, at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
Our guest for today's close-up program, Doug Suddeth. He is the co-chair of the Mitchell County Relay for Life for this year, which is scheduled for July 10th and 11th, Riverside Park in Spruce Pine. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.